Hello, I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. As I've said before, my mother was very tolerant of letting my brother and me keep strange pets at home. Baby birds and one or two squirrels that fell from their nest lived comfortably in the kitchen until they were old enough to be released. One of the squirrels would eat a slice of apple just like a kid with a piece of watermelon. When we let him go, he hung around the backyard for a while, and we'd leave apple slices for him out by his favorite pine tree. Interestingly, too, my mother said that as a child, sometimes her family had a whole meal of squirrel brains. It's not recommended to eat squirrel brains now, although if brains or sweetbreads of domestic animals are on a menu, that's what I'm ordering. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.